Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Saturday, November the 6th. We're going to look back a little bit at this vote in the House that happened, I guess, in the early hours of Saturday morning. Look back at New Jersey, look back at Virginia. But I've got to begin. We didn't do this before, so I want to make sure that we get this in because I know I've got some friends who listen down in Georgia. Congratulations to the Atlanta Braves. This was an amazing team. They had a great second half, and that's how they got into the World Series. They upset the Astros. I think most people were probably thinking the Astros would win. But the great thing, you know, beyond baseball, beyond the game, the fact that the city of Atlanta got to celebrate the World Series title this year, they got to have the parade and they got to hold the trophy, everything. It's such a wonderful thing considering what the commissioner of baseball did to the city of Atlanta back in March or April, where he just, you know, he cracked. And he listened to all these nutty people in the left. And, you know, he took the game out of Atlanta based on what somebody told them was in the Georgia election law. And the consequence, aside from the fact that he humiliated the people of Georgia, aside from the fact that he did that, he also cost the people of Atlanta a lot of money. Because as I'm sure you know, when you have a World Series or when you have an All-Star game, you make a lot of money. There's a lot of business there for the local businesses. It's one of the best things that can happen to a city is to have the All-Star game because you got the events on Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday is the game, Wednesday. So, you know, you've got a lot of people in your city that, you know, that you got your hotels are full, your restaurants are full. So, you know, a lot of people make a lot of money. Taxi drivers make a lot of money. A lot of people get to participate in the economic bonanza that is the World Series. And that was denied. Oh, I should say the economic bonanza that is an All-Star game. That was denied to the people of Atlanta. Well, they got some of it back, probably a lot more because of the World Series. So congratulations to the Atlanta Braves for winning that series and for really, you know, making the commissioner look silly. And, you know, I'm not going to dwell on this too much longer because I love baseball. But I wouldn't mind one bit if we replace the commissioner with someone who understands that the business of baseball is putting a good product on the field. It's not to be tinkering with politics like he did in this particular case. Well, they had a vote this morning, I guess about 1 o'clock in the morning, and the so-called infrastructure bill passed. Now, it passed because 13 Republicans voted yes, 6 Democrats voted no. In other words, they would have lost. Had it not been for these Republicans, they would have lost. The Democrats would not have gotten this vote. But I think a lot of Republicans understood that this was the same bill that had already passed the House. From what I understand, you know, reading about the bill, it's not perfect. But it does allocate a lot of money for infrastructure, and I'm okay with that. I think infrastructure is one of the responsibilities of government. So I think, you know, these 13 Republicans are going to catch a lot of flack for having voted for this. But the reality is that the controversial bill, the one that really divides the Democrat Party, was not this one they voted for. This one they voted for was basically something they had to do. They had to do because they weren't going to get the other one. So, yes, it is a quick-term victory for President Biden, and that's about all that it is. It's just a small victory, but it's not going to mean anything in a couple of weeks or even next week because he's got much bigger problems than this bill. Now, the House is apparently going to take up the other bill. That was the social infrastructure bill that the left of the party really wanted. That bill is not going to go anywhere. That bill, because that bill will never get through the Senate. So that's just an exercise in pandering to the left. That's all that is. So that bill will not pass, and this is the only one that is going to matter, this one that passed. And from what I understand, from reading some notes from some senators who I respect, there is at least infrastructure on the bill that they just signed. And if they have infrastructure money, I'll go along with it. But the real issue for President Biden is that he's not going to get the other bill that the Democrats passed. And he has, and this is going to be huge. In less than 30 days, there is the debt limit debate. And he's not winning that one, because that one, he's running into a very tough Republican Party that will not give him any votes on that one. So we'll see how it goes. But, obviously the White House is spinning this as a great victory for President Biden. It is a victory, but it is not anywhere near the victory that he would have preferred with both of these bills passing in the House. So, he wins one, and that's okay, but I don't think it's going to mean a heck of a lot, not a heck of a lot, when, in about 30 days when they're arguing about the debt limit. That's going to be huge. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Saturday, November the 6th, an absolutely beautiful day here in North Texas. I guess the clock changes on Sunday, or actually Saturday night. So on Sunday, you'll be, whatever the expression is, I think you'll get to sleep an hour more this week. One thing I wanted to say, this is a breaking story here in the last 30 or 45 minutes. I haven't really had a chance to read everything, but the state of Texas had gone to an appeals court appealing President Biden's vaccine mandate. And it appears that a federal judge agrees with the state of Texas. I think there were other states. Texas was not the only one. And a judge has basically stopped the vaccine mandate until further review. So what happens now, I don't know. I guess it'll go to the next level. Or maybe it won't go to the next level. Maybe it'll stop. But I felt all along that this mandate was a little bit too much, presidential power. And I just didn't think that it was going to make it in the courts. At least so far, I turned out to be right. But probably go to the Supreme Court, as a lot of these things these days are doing. Now, there is a really interesting article that was published in New Jersey by a fellow who runs one of the polls. I think it's Mormuth, Mormouth. I think that's how you pronounce it. And they, they have a poll like everybody else has a poll. And he's written a letter in one of the New Jersey papers basically apologizing to the people of New Jersey for the fact that he missed it completely. He was one of those who was saying that the governor was going to be reelected 6 to 10 points or whatever. And, of course, we know that's not what happened. So he's written a letter saying, hey, look, I'm sorry, but I gave you the wrong information. And if you're mad at me because I was saying all these things, I understand. And he's apologizing. I've never seen that happen before, but at least he's doing it. And I think the real question is, how did the polls in New Jersey miss this election? This election turned out to be the real surprise of Tuesday night. Not Virginia. Virginia was not really a surprise, because a lot of people felt that Youngkin was going to win. But in New Jersey, nobody expected the Republicans to do so well. So why would a pollster miss a state as badly as they did New Jersey? I think these pollsters are going to have to take a look at who they're calling and what their sample is. And, I've said before that I think anytime I see a poll and the basis of the poll is just adults, I don't take it seriously. Even if it's registered voters, you don't take it seriously, because half of those people are not going to vote. So the only poll that I take seriously is the one that says likely voters. And even those you have to take with a certain caution, because of the sample and how exactly they're asking the question and so on. But I think we've reached the point, and I've got a post coming out about this Sunday morning, I think we've reached the point where, frankly, people need to stop paying attention to polls. I mean, they see a poll, great. You know, very often you see a poll that you like and you go, great. You see a poll that you don't like and you say, oh, I don't believe it. Honestly, you shouldn't believe either one. You should just take these polls and be very careful what you believe, because I think we're going through a time right now where people are not answering their phones, and these samples are very tough to get. And I don't know how many calls they have to make to get one person who's willing to even talk to them for 5 minutes about these polls. I mean, I've gotten some of these calls myself here in the last 5 or 6 years, and, you know, they'll ask you like 30 questions. And frankly, by the time they're on the 22nd question, you keep looking at your watch saying, how much longer are we going to be doing this? So, you know, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to fix these problems, but the pollsters have a problem, and they missed New Jersey very badly. That's all I can say. Virginia, not so bad. Virginia, most of the polls had it within the margin of error, and that's the way it turned out, you know, a couple of points. That most of them had it that way. But not New Jersey. They missed that one completely. You know, one of the things that we're seeing is the way many in the media are reacting to what happened in Virginia. And it's really atrocious to see the way that they are not taking this lady in Virginia, this African-American lady who was elected as lieutenant governor. It's amazing to me how they're not taking her very seriously at all. And some of them are even mocking her. Saying that, you know, she may be black, but she's really not black. And, you know, to me, that's very racist. And you've seen some of these clips. You know what I'm talking about. And I think people have got to, you know, we've got to get over this thing where everything in the country is about race, because we're dividing ourselves and we're really hurting ourselves spending so much time talking about race and focusing so much on race. And, you know, Martin Luther King said it best, judge people on the basis of their character, not the color of their skin. I mean, that's what I thought was the standard that we were using in the country. That's what I thought was the way that we were looking at people. Judge people on their character, not the color of their skin. But too many people on the left are not doing that. And if you watch some of these clips at MSNBC and CNN about the left reacting to the election in Virginia, it is amazing. It is amazing how little respect they have for the voters, and how little respect they have for minorities who vote Republican, either African-American or Hispanic. They just have no respect. And then they wonder, of course, why their ratings are collapsing as they are over at CNN and MSNBC. Well, on this day in 1860, one of the most consequential presidential elections of American history took place. 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected president. Now, there were four people running that year. Four people running. And, you know, Abraham Lincoln got like 41-42%. He was, of course, running as a Republican. But there were other three candidates on the ballot. And he ended up, you know, Lincoln ended up winning most of the states in the North, and that's how he got the Electoral College. But we know what happened. You know, we know what happened, of course. After Lincoln became president, you know, the states began seceding from the Union, and by the time Lincoln became president in March of 1861, by the time he was inaugurated, you know, the Civil War was pretty much in the act of happening. I think it was April 12th, 1861, that the first battle began. But you often wonder about history. What if Lincoln had not won this election in 1860? How would history have changed? You know, that's a fascinating topic that I guess you would have to be a real historian to be able to get into that. But what if Lincoln had not won this election? I mean, he didn't win it by much. How would history have been written differently? You know, would there have been a civil war? Would the country have been formally divided into two? We don't know, but it makes for a lot of interesting speculation, to say the least. But he did win on this day in 1860. To become the 16th president of the United States. And, of course, we know the story of Lincoln. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. And don't forget to change that clock. Bye-bye, everybody.